You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work. We're going to try to guess your job. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Celeste. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so basically, this is my very first job, and I found out about a year into the job after we went without a manager for 6 months that my manager had been booked into King County Jail for having a CP.
For having what now?
CP.
CP. Yeah, I don't know if I can say that on the air.
Child stuff. Porn.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jesus.
Oh, you can say it.
Say it.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus. You can say it.
Wait a minute. Start again. Somebody at your work got arrested for it?
Yeah, so.
Sadly, that could be any job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how old were you on your first job?
I was fresh out of high school.
Okay. Were you working retail?
Yes.
Okay. Was it a job that was a store more for adults or for children?
Anybody.
So, all right. Clothing store, I'm guessing?
Of a sort, yeah.
Okay. All right, where did you work?
I worked at Target.
Yeah, that's everybody, for sure.
Yeah, I mean.
And you said the manager got, so you knew the manager was in jail, but you did not know initially why they were in jail?
So what happened was he was a new manager. I was his very first hire. And about 6 months into me being there, he kind of went MIA. And nobody could figure out why. And so a couple months go by, he shows up for one day, disappears again for another 4 months. And then we find out a temporary manager came in and goes, some things happened. So-and-so is not going to be coming back. And one of my coworkers did some digging online. She found out that he'd been booked for having the material on his laptop at home.
Wow.
So he never came back to the store.
Well, good.
How do you feel about being his first hire? Because we're saying this is a...
He's a guy who thought you were okay. Right.
This is a character judgment from this guy.
This guy says, I want this woman working with me.
I had mixed feelings about that.
Yeah.
I was just very glad he was gone.
Yeah, wow. Now, okay, so in any situation like this, can you think back to any red flags, or is this guy completely under the radar?
I want to say no red flags, but I feel like he was more friendly toward a lot of our younger female employees. So
there's your red flag.
Yeah. That's it.
I mean, listen, when I was in, it was elementary school, it was up in Rochester, we didn't give it much thought because in fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, that's just not where your brain is. But our teacher, Mr. Stryker, there was a girl in my class named Nancy, and he always treated her like she was, you know, like a family, the daughter of a family friend kind of thing. But she wasn't. Always called her princess. Didn't call anybody else princess, right? And again, we didn't give him much thought other than for whatever reason, she's his favorite. And she never sucked up to him or anything like that. We didn't know what it was, right? Just, princess, whatever. So when we moved to Baltimore, it's about a year and a half out of elementary school, about a year and a half later, right? We're in Baltimore, and my father gets a call from a buddy of his who's still in Rochester, Then he actually sends him, because back then you had to physically mail the newspaper article. And so my father, he didn't immediately drop it on me. He's like, was your gym teacher Mr. Stryker? I'm like, yeah, man. I mean, like, he was all right. Because it's like, was he weird or anything? I'm like, no. I mean, he's a gym teacher, so, you know, he's a little short-tempered and all that. The only thing about Mr. Stryker was, even when we did kind of non-athletic crap in the gym class, you know, like square dancing time,
yeah,
he still insisted that we take showers.
Oh, that was Mr. Munchin. He had a clipboard,
right,
and he went to jail.
Okay.
He went to jail.
So my father
gets
two
points every day for taking a shower. He would stand at the shower entrance and check your name off.
And my father gets this look on his face. And again, I'm still in kid brain, so I'm like, hey, man, he's just about cleanliness. He's like, listen, he got popped for child porn. The equivalent of it then, because it wasn't that then. I don't remember what they called it. But, yeah, it's I was like, oh, God. Because as soon as he said it, my mind went back to Nancy, a.k.a. Princess, and the fact that you had to shower, even if it was a day where, I don't know, you just sat on the gym floor, didn't even have to change into your shorts, right? Those occasional days that happened, you still had to shower. And I'm like, oh, my God, man. But the look on my dad's face when I mentioned the shower thing, because I'm kind of like, man, my dad looks angry. I'm not piecing it together. And then he told me, and I'm like,
Oh, God, man. Yeah, I knew there was a coach in our era the same way, right? Like everybody in my family coached baseball, but, like, I don't know. Like, if kids need extra help, like, yeah, like, we'll put together a group hitting session, whatever. But he would, like, have one-on-ones with kids and pick them up. And eventually, yeah, that stuff came out. And, like, I don't think any of us were super surprised. Because we would even say, like, why is he picking those kids up?
I know. Two official.
At home.
Two officially went to jail.
Right.
I know about four others that probably should have.
Probably should have,
yeah. Good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work, and we'll try to guess your job. 206-803-ROCK.
All right, I don't want to be anywhere in a room where it's just teenagers.
No.
I mean, it's just, like you said, you had to zip that kid's shorts for him. Man. You didn't have to, but you were nice enough to do it.
Jesus,
but again, but same thing. We're at that gym, and there's a kid taking a leak at the urinal, and like, you know, his pants are down to his ankles. He just looks at me and says, hi, mister. And I mean, that was my response. And I walked away.
There's your promo, Mike.
And then I feel bad. Yeah.
But I mean, even on the street, like when I lived in Capitol Hill, I remember once, like, there's just a kid running, right?
Yeah.
Because kids run. But even at that point, like, I kind of, boxed out the kid so it would stop running because I could see the parents. But, like, yeah. I'm not going to grab the kid by the shoulder or anything.
You feel bad because you don't want to give kids like a bad idea. But it's like, dude, I can't. I cannot interact with you until your parents know.
There was a guy
cool.
in India that I can't remember if a kid was like falling off of a cart or something like that. And he went to catch the kid.
All right.
And he ended up in jail. They thought he was trying to kidnap the kid.
Oh, my God.
Because he caught a kid who's falling?
It was something like that. Like seriously. Like something. He either pulled the kid away from a car coming by or whatever the deal was. They're like, he tried to take my baby.
And
he ended up in jail.
And people get so
for real.
What's the park near us? Maple Leaf Park, right? So there's the playground area, and they got this that spinny thing the kids like to stand on, and you go faster, go faster. So once adults get attached to this thing, and you're responsible for spinning them, then every little kid runs over. They're all screaming faster. Now keep in mind, you know your kid, you know your kid's friend or friend. I don't know the rest of them, but there they are, right? Fine. You're spinning this thing, and this one girl goes flying the hell off, right? Goes like 8 feet, lands in the sand, and almost to your point to the guy in India, like, I don't want to run over there and cradle this girl. You know, clearly she's in duress because I just flung her ass off of this ride by accident. So I get within 3 feet of her and it's like, you all right? You know, just, that's the best I can do.
You all right?
Yeah, you all right, man? Seriously, I'll have a conversation with you. But I'm not going to put my hands on it to help you up.
Right, you pick it up a little kid. It's not going to be the best look.
All this happened in the United States.
It was the U.S. Even though I flung her ass off, like, this is my responsibility, and I felt bad, like, hey, I know I'm responsible for your ass being over here in the sandbox, but at 3 feet, that's it, man.
And somebody, another parent's got to help. You can't get stuck on that thing.
You need, like, another parent. Like, if there's two parents, even if it's not my wife, just somebody else, then you're cool, but you can't do it solo, man.
Yeah. Jesus. Good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work. We'll try to guess your job. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Okay, so I was going out to look at a house. It was out in the country. Went to the front door, knocked on the door. Nobody was supposed to be home, but I was knocked when they handed it and went in. And my job was I needed to look into every room of the house. measure rooms, measure the exterior, and so on. So I start on the exterior, then I go into the house, I do the upstairs, I go downstairs into the family room area, and it's a basement, and I open up the door, and there's these two guys, butt-ass naked, going to Pound Town. Big time.
Did they live there?
Well, then I'll get there. They didn't expect to see me. I didn't expect to see them.
I think that's fair.
And they were bigger guys. They jumped up, butt ass naked and fully erect, charged me.
No way!
Slammed me against the wall. Yeah, slammed me against the wall. What the F are you doing in the house? Blah, 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 blah. Thinking I'm a burglar, that I'd broken in. Well, I was there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
By appointment, the owner had neglected to tell his renters that I was coming.
Were you appraising the place?
I was.
All right.
Okay.
So wait a minute.
That was the funniest, scariest and funniest appraisal I ever did.
How long did it take for these two naked, erect, big men who are ready to beat your ass before they calm down and understand the situation?
Well, I had the file in my hand, and I handed it to the one that wasn't petting me against the wall, and it had the owner's name and contact information and, the company that I worked for, and they let me show me my ID and my appraisal license, and they finally calmed down. They're still standing there ass naked, and then they just stupid.
What do you mean they calmed down? I mean, did they calm down, or did they calm down?
I don't recall, but okay. Yeah.
I mean,
I was like, hey guys, I need another 15-20 minutes to finish my job, and I'm gonna get out of here. And they're like, well, give us a minute to get dressed. And I'm like, well, yeah.
Well, why does it matter now?
Yeah, exactly.
You just held me against the wall naked, brother.
With an erection. I've never been pinned to the wall by a naked man.
Who has an erection?
Who's excited?
Right. We should be as comfortable with each other as we're ever gonna be.
Hey man, what's your name, brother? Can I shake your hand? I don't know.
I'm a thrill with the erection.
No. I was. It was bad enough. They're already touching me.
So, wow. Yeah. So after they understand why you're there, you just go about doing the job at hand as though nothing had happened.
Yep. I had driven an hour out in the country. I wasn't going to come back later.
And
I was almost done. They got dressed and hid out in their room.
I was so going
really
to
didn't have to do.
Did you see them again after this?
They did come upstairs as I was leaving, eyes to the floor.
Like, have a nice day or anything like that?
I mean, did they apologize?
Well, they apologized, yeah. They're like, hey, I'm really sorry. And at that point, they were angry at the homeowner for not letting them know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was
I get their point.
That is kind of funny.
Right? Like, I'm in a place. If somebody just walked in, I'd be like, what the F?
I like their response, though. You know, they didn't cower. Let's bum rush them. Naked. Penis is out, man. Bum rush. I'm already bum rushing. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's
unexpected.
Okay.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.